The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Before the break, rather, I asked, what do Daly, Hirst and Warhol have in common? Well, the answer, of course, is that they're all here. They are here in Castle Martyr Resort. Their works, part of this exhibition that is being put on, Gormley's Art and Soul, it has returned to Castle Martyr for a second consecutive year. It is an absolute delight for anybody who has been here or who is going to be here over the next few weeks. And Oliver Gormley is with me. He's the owner of Gormley's Gallery. Oliver, a pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us. So for people listening at home who haven't had the pleasure yet of seeing the exhibition, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the exhibition here, we have 350 pieces of artwork. We have 94 sculptures in the gardens of Castle Martyr. And between small sculptures and paintings, we have 254 throughout the hotel.
It is amazing for people to get to wander around. And I guess the daylight today when the sun is shining helps. Everything looks that little bit better on a day like today. Have you had a good reception?
We've had a very, very good. This is our second year back here, and we have a good reception from local people and guests staying in the hotel.
So, I mean, how much of the art at an exhibition like this tends to be bought? How much of it is about directing people kind of back to Gormley's and the other stuff you have on, or, you know, what's the kind of the return from a business point of view?
The return from a business point of view that, like, we've been doing these shows now for the last 14 years, and we always make some money out of it. But it also builds the brand of Gormley's that, you know, people come here. Some of the sums are quite expensive, so they go home and they think about it, and I hope at some time in the next year they'll pop back to Gormley's.
Yeah, maybe they will. Maybe, as you say, they wake up and they've come to Castle Martyr for a few days and they go home with a Damien Hirst or an Andy Warhol. It'd be an expensive little break, but maybe worthwhile if you've got the few bob. How do you decide what goes up on the walls and where it goes? Tell me a bit about that process.
Well, like we would represent 16 Irish artists who we would handle their work and promote them. Along that, with the Salvador Dalis, the Damien Hirst, the Andy Warhols, you know, we always have those in the gallery. So we bring quite a mix, right from your 500 euro to your 1.1 million.
That's the Dali, isn't it?
That's the Dali.
What's the most expensive piece of art you've ever sold?
Well, it's over £1 million.
So the Dali, like that's outside, and people are wondering what it looks. It's one of his famous clocks. It's a sculpture of one of his famous clocks outside that attracts that price tag. That's probably not the type of thing that people are purchasing on their few days away in the Castle Martyr. You probably have people who travel specifically to see a piece of art like that.
Oh, we have a lot of people who travel here, and from Dublin. From actually had a lady that bought a piece earlier. She was from my hometown of Omagh, so it was nice to see her here. And people do travel, but local people travel from Cork, from Waterford, and I think people enjoy the experience. I think one of the things I enjoy most about it is to see how children react.
Yeah.
The children act with sculpture actually much better than adults.
Do they? Yeah. There's a playfulness probably to how they react to it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a playfulness to a lot of the sculptures themselves, actually, outside. Some of them people will recognise. Maybe they've seen them before, or they've seen them outside other buildings in Ireland or elsewhere. So there's a kind of a familiarity as well with some of them. Tell me this, are there noticeable trends, you know, when you're doing this year on year on year, in terms of what people purchase, or is there kind of a sense that there's a consistency to what is popular?
No, there is a reasonably consistency to what what is popular. And it was at the moment, some of the more modern, as our clients, over a 10-year, 15-year period, younger people will buy more modern pieces as against what their parents would have bought the more traditional, traditional Irish artists. So you do see a change over the years.
Well, Art and Soul is the name of the exhibition. It started here in Castle Martyr towards the end of May, and it's going to continue right through until the end of this month. But if you just Google Gormley's, you will find all the detail of it, or indeed details of other exhibitions or other art that they have on offer. Oliver, listen, a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.